Hey, this is Khalil Ekolona, host of No More Normal. Today and for the rest of the legislative session, we'll be bringing you short, daily updates on everything going on in the Roundhouse. It's a part of our joint project, Your New Mexico Government, brought to you by funding from the Thornburg Foundation. Here are our partners with New Mexico PBS with today's highlights and rundown.
Appreciate that very much, Khalil. Happy Friday, one and all. This is Kevin McDonald, the executive producer at New Mexico PBS. And today is your New Mexico government update for March 5th, 2021. Want to start out on the House side of things today. Let you know that House Bill 111 did pass out of the full House on a vote of 45 to 25. This bill, among other things, would prohibit landlords from terminating rental agreements with tenants for failure to pay rent during a public health emergency. This has been a big issue during the pandemic this year. There is still a moratorium on evictions that was put in place specifically during the COVID-19 situation. So this bill would obviously adjust that to other emergency situations as well. In addition, property owners could not refuse to renew an agreement if it expired during the emergency or for 30 days after. So again, that passed out of the full House, is on the way to the Senate. But as with everything right now, time is the issue there. With only 2 weeks left in the session, will it have time to make it through committees and to the Senate floor? Then potentially any conference committees or any changes that would lead to further action that would have to happen. The evictions issue is something we've covered a lot on New Mexico in Focus, which you can see every Friday night at 7 on NMPBS. In the description for this episode, we'll put up a link to some of those segments we've done. Evictions are a real issue in New Mexico, in part, as we have learned, because of how fast the process goes. In addition, we did a recent segment on the housing crunch in New Mexico, particularly dealing with the high cost of rent. It has really skyrocketed in recent months. And we talked to a young man who has had quite the adventure finding someplace to rent. And also Serge Martinez, who is a regular on the line and is at the UNM Law School, focuses a lot on these issues. So if you're interested more on this, we've got it all for you there in the episode description, including links. So I encourage you to check that out. All right, now back to legislative action. Senate Bill 2. This is a bill that would waive liquor license renewal fees for 1 year. Of course, this is designed as another attempt to help out businesses who are struggling financially through the pandemic. This passed out of the full House yesterday, so last hurdle cleared there. Should be on to the governor's office next. And just to give you a little perspective, these renewal fees can cost as much as $3,000 a year for liquor licenses. So no small expense there, but again, this would put a moratorium on that for a year, and it's expected that it will cost the state about $3.5 million in lost fees, but again, it would just be a one-year situation. We've talked in past episodes about another bill that would allow for the delivery of liquor sales. That is still in process. There are several things around liquor licensing that are up for consideration in this year's legislative session. This is the first one, Senate Bill 2, to make it all the way through. All right, Senate Bill 168. This is another issue that we'll see if there's time in what's remaining in the legislative session. This would affect all of us, as it would raise the gas tax by 5 cents a gallon from 17 cents to 22 cents. And of course, all the money raised from that would go to road improvements, which are crucial here in New Mexico. We want to encourage you. There's a great write-up on this in the Santa Fe New Mexican that you should check out that has a lot of information, including this report that showed that more than 50% of all the roads in New Mexico are considered either in poor or mediocre condition. So that is why lawmakers are looking at this increase to the gas tax, which would raise something like $90 million in just a handful of years to help with those. So again, Daniel Chacon and his article is in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, Mexican, and we'll put a link to that in the episode description as well. Supporters staying optimistic that that one will get through. Also want to let you know tonight you can get a lot more on some of the big issues working their way through the legislature on tonight's version of New Mexico in Focus. Tonight's episode airs at 7 o'clock on New Mexico PBS. We have a great group of line panelists who are all focused on legislative issues. The three topics they're talking about are the cannabis legalization. We will talk about more in just a minute. Also, predatory lending practices, which had some action this week as a bill advanced that would cap the percentage rates that can be charged, interest rates on small loans at 36%. Also, civil rights efforts. This was a big push coming out of the Black Lives Matter protests last summer. It was even picked up during the special session when a bill was passed to require body cams for law enforcement officers. And there was a civil rights commission set up to look at this issue. And one of the big things about that has to do with a very complicated issue called qualified immunity that basically makes it very hard if your civil rights have been violated by police or other government entities to sue for damages there. That one is moving pretty slowly through the legislative session. You're going to hear the line panelists talk about whether or not we need to take that slow or just get moving on that. But we will see. Again, just 2 weeks left in the session. A lot of business to be done, so not sure if that will have the time to get through or not. Also want to let you know a couple great interviews on the show this week. We have the one and only Dr. Anthony Fauci talks to our correspondent Antonia Gonzalez all about the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in Indian country. Also, we talked to Senator Martin Heinrich about a proposal he is pushing that harkens back to the New Deal, when we created civilian corps to build all kinds of things like lodges at Bandelier National Monument. And he has a new plan with a civilian conservation corps to sort of bring that idea back and to help not only to get people working, but also to deal with some really important conservation projects all across our state. So you'll find out more about why he thinks this is a good idea. Also want to let you know the big news really out of the roundhouse yesterday was that the state auditor, Brian Colon, confirmed that he is launching an investigation into Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's use of her discretionary fund. There's been a lot of reporting on this, a new in-depth investigation this week from KOB TV about how she has used that fund. The governor herself has said that some of it, the spending was that it was all appropriate, but was maybe more than it needed to be. A lot of grocery shopping, liquor shopping, and this fund is largely designed to promote the state out to other people to hold dinners when we can be doing that kind of thing with dignitaries, folks outside the state. But there's been a lot of reporting. Again, $13,500 last year. Well, over a six-month period last year, was used out of that discretionary fund. And we will link to that KOB report so you can see the breakdown a little more. Yesterday, there was a letter sent to Colon from 14 members of the Senate Republican caucus asking for that special audit. Colon said he had already received a lot of that same information from a constituent and was already looking into it. So that will move forward. Be looking for a lot more on that in the coming days and weeks. Also looking ahead to today, the House once again will meet in full session at 4:30 today with a full slate of business. And the House committees that are scheduled to meet today, Taxation and Revenue, Health and Human Services, and the Judiciary Committee. The full Senate meets at 11 o'clock this morning, also with the full slate of business. And the Senate committees that are scheduled to meet today, Education, Health and Public Affairs, Rules, Finance, and the Judiciary Committee. And we want to give you a bit of a heads up that we know Saturday is going to be a big day for those of you following the cannabis legalization efforts. The Senate Tax, Business, and Transportation Committee will be meeting tomorrow to discuss that. They did the same thing last Saturday, had about 3, maybe almost 4 hours of testimony and conversation about a trio of bills, really, that are still alive that would legalize. And there was no vote taken on that last week. The chairman, Benny Shendo, said he just wanted to educate the committee on all of these. And they left the meeting basically with his encouragement to the bill sponsors of all of those bills to meet during the week and try to come up with a compromise of sorts that they could vote on this week. So no word on if they've come up with a compromise. Again, there's a lot of coalescing around House Bill 12, which has already moved out of the House and seems to have a lot of what folks, supporters especially, are looking for. But there are some things in these other bills that folks want addressed. In the House vote on this, there was an amendment that was proposed that would allow counties to opt out of legalizing. And there was a lot of debate about that and whether or not it would create a problem with a checkerboard pattern of enforcement. That may come back up. There seems to be concerns about the ability for home grows and for plant limits. There's also the tax issues about what you set the taxes at, what those monies should go towards. There's the social justice aspects in terms of expungements of previous convictions for minor drug offenses, nonviolent drug offenses. So a lot to be worked out with the cannabis issue. And again, time is short, so we will see. But Saturday will be a big day for that. It would still have Senate Judiciary to go through if it passes out of Tax, Business, and Transportation, as well as then the full Senate and potentially on to Conference Committee or back to the House if any major changes happen there. So a lot of eyes are on that. We'll be keeping track of that as well. But that is really it for today. We will be keeping track of it all. And we will, if something major happens over the weekend, we'll do another update for you over the weekend. Otherwise, we'll have a wrap up of the weekend events Monday morning for you as we head into the final days of the 2021 legislative session. Until we talk to you next, stay safe, stay healthy, and we will be back with you soon.
This has been a Your NM Government legislative update from our partners at NMPBS. I'm Nimona host Khalil A. Colonna. Before you go, leave us a review. It really helps us out. And a quick reminder to tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. on KUNM 89.9 FM for a new episode of Nimona.